more. You've never been in this place in your life before. So you threw your hands in the air. You really wanna give up now. Your family's on money too, and your friends are few. So you're so confused. You don't know what to do. You're feeling all alone now. You're really on your own now.
On my shoulders.
Whatever you wanna do, but if it don't work out, thanking you, Lord, for blessing after blessing after blessing.
16 minutes after the hour. What a wonderful selection there, and we had a request to play that again, so we did that just for you. Once again, want to thank you so much for catching the wave, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and always excited to bring to you the very best in gospel music. Look, want to remind those of you to catch our NFI television gospel broadcast every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time out of DeKalb, Georgia. That's right, we're on out of DeKalb, Georgia, channel 25 every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. And for those of you who will say, well, I can't get that. Yes, you can get it. You can get it. We can also allow you to live stream us. So you can live stream us. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. Again, that's live stream, DEKALB25.com. And you can live stream us right there every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m., 5 o'clock p.m. for the very best in quartet music and contemporary gospel music. You can watch it right there out of Georgia every Saturday. That's right. It's the top 10 gospel video countdown of the month, and we feature quartet as well as contemporary gospel video. So if you love quartet music and you love contemporary gospel music, then you want to tune in and watch the top 10 video countdown of the month. That's every Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m., 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, live streamers, DEKALB25.com. I'll be right there hosting the program. All right, let's get back with more great gospel music. Somebody said, well, look, are we approaching?
My sisters are here. Jean, stand up. Stand up, my sisters. My mama. Look out now. Look out. Look out now. Look out now.
Yeah. since she
gave me a brand new start.
What a wonderful change. Give me.
Again, oh, and now we You're the beautiful one. We love your name, oh yes. And how we love your name, Jesus. You're the beautiful one. We love your name. No other God.
No other God can be called a friend.
No other God can.
No other God can be called
me
demon.
No other God has come.
No other God.
I know you love his name, huh? Glory to God. I love his name as well. God bless you and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One, as always, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank all of you far and near so much for catching the wave. You can lock in right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or you can listen with your mobile phone. Simply go to NFI Radio Gospel Network, also on Facebook, and with your mobile phone, dial 347-215-8049. It's always our pleasure to play some of the very best gospel music around the world, the old, the new quartet, and contemporary gospel music, as well as contemporary Christian music. All of it's right here on this network, and the Word of God with these awesome men and women of God that come forth each week on this broadcast. All right, well, look, we are so grateful to bring to you the music right here from Studios 1 and 2 in Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you. Now, let's continue with more of the very best in gospel music. I'm excited about what God's about to do. What about you?
Jesus, believe somebody in here really does love him. Let me hear everybody that love him shout, glory!
Glory!
Yeah, yeah. Feel mighty good in here, y'all.
Lord, I'm in your presence again. Thanking you, Lord, for blessing after blessing after blessing.
After blessing, Lord, just keep blessing after blessing.
Come on, Miles.
Blessing after blessing.
Him praise.
26 minutes after the hour. What a time we've had thus far giving God praise. And if you haven't had time to praise God, give him praise right now. Go ahead and just wave your hand and say, God, I just thank you, God, for your love and your kindness. I thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you, God, for your son, Jesus Christ, because he is truly worthy to be praised. Let's continue now with more great gospel music. Let's go to Raleigh, North Carolina, with this young lady that many of you know. She's been singing for years. I'm speaking of Frederica Faison and the Christian Angels. You're catching the wave here live from Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you.
Looking back over my life, so many heartaches, pain, and strife. There were days I thought I couldn't make it, but I realized with you, Jesus, I could take it. Lost my job, my car, and my home. But Jesus, you didn't leave me alone. Even though I could see you, Jesus, I could feel you, because I knew you were there. Sometimes I didn't have money to pay all my bills. Couldn't even tell nobody. Oh, because I was so ashamed.
Station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
All right. Thank you, guys. Certainly appreciate that. Look, we've got more music right here coming your way all the way up to 8 o'clock today. Don't go anywhere. Stay right where you are. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I believe I feel this thing. Somebody said it must be the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, alright, yeah. Even in the midst of battle, I'll be alright. Yeah, alright, yeah. Even when I feel the enemy be pressing me down. Yeah, alright, yeah. Even if I toss and turn, I'ma sleep tight. Yeah, alright, yeah. Because I know the greater one is in my life.
And I turn it over, cause your love keeps me strong. I can't do this on my own.
So day after day, I'ma pray and press through.
My mama always told me pressure bust vibes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Alright.
Don't try to hold the pain in, baby, you can cry.
Yeah, alright.
Even in my darkest night, I'ma sleep tight.
Alright.
Yeah, because I know the greater one is in my life.
And I turn it over, cause your love keeps me strong. I can't do this on my own.
philosophies have polluted all of our thoughts. Life has got us by the throat. Conditions got us tied in knots.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Going back down memory lane, and that's the late great, I call him the Iceman, the late great Mr. Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo, Mississippi. And, you know, he said the things that we are around, something need to change. He's talking about a change, right, huh? And, you know, we've been talking about a change for years, but it still seemed like instead of moving forward, we go forward just an inch, then we end up going back an inch. It's never going forward totally. It's back and forth. So that means that there is a war going on between good and evil. And you know the enemy, the devil himself, do not like to see things going forward. He don't like to see the Lord blessing you in so many ways. He don't like to see your family happy and knitted and joined together in unity. He don't like to see people receiving blessings after blessings. That's not his. That's not his job. His job is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But one great thing that we can always be so grateful and honoring the Lord Jesus Christ, that he came that we may have life that more and abundantly. And that's why you have to focus yourself and stay in focus and understanding how important and valuable God's word is. His word is like a two-edged sword. It cuts in as well as coming out. And when you bring forth the word of God, the devil is going to always try to stop and hinder you from receiving God's word. And it's just that simple. And it's been like that ever since from Genesis. And it's going all the way into Revelation. And we are in these last days. These are perilous times where you're seeing men against men. You're seeing fathers and sons against fathers. You're seeing daughters against mothers. And all of these things that are happening, you're seeing and is being revealed in this day and time. So not only we need to pray, we need to do more and pray. We need to have some action to come behind it, because we can pray all day, but if you don't have the faith to put something in it, then you don't expect to get nothing out of it. God bless you. You're catching the wave live right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. God bless you.
Forgotten some of the I can't forget
all of the things you've done for me.
I feel it. my. I'm glad about it. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad about it, and you ought to be glad, too, that Jesus is alive and well, and thank you again so much. Those of you around the world, we are an international network where you can log in anywhere in the world. That's right. Asia, Africa, Israel, China, Australia, Brazil, the United Kingdom, North Carolina, New York, California, Chicago, Detroit. Oh, my. I could continue to go on and name Florida, Wisconsin, Ohio. Oh, to God be the glory. You know, we are right here to bring to you some of the very best in gospel music around the world. And it's an honor and a privilege to do this, that souls may be reached around the world. And, you know, we have the Word of God also right here every day. And it's not that you not only getting music, but you're getting the Word of God. And you know, and that's something we need on a daily basis, because I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, if you ever need the Lord, you certainly need him now. All right, well, look, it looked like we are right at the top of the hour. What I've got to do, it's simple, it's 1, 2, 3. I've got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID, and when we come back, you don't want to go anywhere, because I've got something for you that I know you're going to very, very, very much enjoy. We'll be right back right after this.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The Anointed One.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
Showcase Fellowship Inspired.
You are now in the mix with the smoothest DJ on the planet.
You're listening to the Anointed One.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer Request Hotlines 2024. It's heard Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at that 563-994-3020. There are men and women of God that are standing by to pray with you. And now, let's join this powerful woman of God as she comes forth to bring forth prayer on this wonderful day as God continually blesses each and every one of us. And now, let's go live to the Power of Prayer Request Hotline.
Praise the Lord, everybody. My name is Apostle Monica McCullers, a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings from Tap Into Power Prophetic Ministries and Above Affection Ministries. I want to give honor also to Pastor Thurlin. Praise God, Pastor Thurlin, for the wonderful work that you're doing. And I pray that all the listeners around the world will be blessed by prayer. So I am going to jump right in. I'm going to give a word coming from Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. And it reads, "The Lord would make you the head and not the tail if you pay attention to the commands of the Lord, your God, that I give you this day, and carefully follow them. You will always be at the top and never at the bottom." My subject for today is from the bottom to the top. Here in these passages of scripture, Moses was giving the Israelites instructions for the generation. The previous generation had all died out. So the next generation, who had not experienced the miracles that their fathers and mothers experienced when they were brought out of captivity from Egypt. And so now he's given his final commands to the next generation that if you obey God, and the word if and obey, you shall be blessed, that you shall be the head and not the tail, above only and never at the bottom. So God is saying to us on today two words, that the blessing of the Lord makes you rich, but it's always conditioned. The blessing of the Lord makes you rich and it adds no sorrow to you if you obey the Lord thy God, if you obey his command, if you obey his word. For so many people, hallelujah, are listeners of the word, but not doers of the word. And the Bible says that you will never be on the bottom. You will always be at the top. From the bottom to the top, God is saying unto you today, you are going from the bottom to the top. Hallelujah. You've gone from test to test to test. Glory to God. And sometimes you didn't even know that you were in a test. God does not tempt any man, but he will test you. You have got to go from test to test to test. If you're going to have a mighty testimony, you must have a test. My God, when you go from the bottom to the top, it's because you have been at the bottom, going from test to test to test. You've been through the fire, going from one flame of fire to the next. And God says, because you never left him in the fire, and while you were in the test, and maybe didn't understand, hallelujah, why you was going through the things that you was going through, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but see, I lost a loved one, and God let me know I was being tested. When he decided to take her home with him, he says, you did not leave me. Sometimes God will take the very thing that's close to you, and glory to God, even in that you still believe God. You still believe his healing. You still believe his deliverance. You still believe his provision. Glory to God, and it didn't look like what you thought it should have been. But because you still stay with God, and you still stay in the fire, you went from test to test to test. So now God is saying unto you on today, he's taking you from the bottom to the top. Like the Israelites, you see, the Lord told the Israelites they would be the head and not the tail. To be the head, you were the person that made decisions. Hallelujah. To be the tail, you would be the one that follows. So God was telling the Israelites, if you obey me, I shall make you the head, and you shall be above all nations if you obey me. Glory to God. So now God is saying unto you, he's ready to take you from the bottom till the top, because God wants to show his glory through you. You see, you might have been on the back end. You might have been in the background. Hallelujah. You might have been in the desert and nobody knows who you are and nobody knows your name. It was just God, hallelujah, protecting you. It was just God, hallelujah, preparing you. Glory to God. Preparation is never wasted time. All those times it felt like God wasn't there. He was always there preparing you for such a time as this. God is saying he's taking you from the bottom to the top. Hallelujah. You thought that you was going to stay there. You thought that God had forgotten all about you. But I want, hallelujah, to encourage you today that God, I have not forgotten about you. I want to let you know, hallelujah, it is your time. My God, for the Bible says, hallelujah, for darkness is on the land, and gross darkness is on the people. But he said unto you today, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you, therefore, you shall go from the bottom to the top. Father, glory to God. Father, I just want to thank you. I thank you, Father God, for this word on today, Lord. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, that, Father, you never leave us nor forsake us. Father God, I thank you that when we couldn't trace you, you was always there. Hallelujah. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, that the listeners are all around the world, that you was always there with them. Glory to God, when it seemed like it, you wasn't there. But I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you took every person through the fire. But I thank you, God, hallelujah, that God, we were never alone, that you were in the fire with us. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, my God, because you are in the fire with us. My God, you're bringing us out, and we don't look like what we've gone through, and we don't smell like smoke that we came out of, because, God, you have taken us and from the bottom to the top. Father God, for your name's sake, oh God, for your glory, hallelujah. Father God, when we are weak, you are strong. So God, we therefore we most gladly boast in our weakness, oh God, so that you can get all the credit, that we may point to you, Lord Jesus, who did that for you, who brought you from the bottom to the top. Oh, yes, Lord. You know, when the world, glory to God, pushed you back and thought you weren't going to be nothing, because you've been there for a long time. Oh, my God, Hallelujah. But I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing us from the bottom to the top. Father God, I thank you, God, for those, God, who's been in a cocoon for a while. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you have separated those, God, that's been in that cocoon for a while, and you placed them in a high place, even being in the cocoon. Glory to God, so they could not be damaged, so they could not be touched before time. Oh, Lord, you know how to preserve us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God, for preserving your people. Glory to God in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that while they were in the tent, Lord, they praised you in spite of. Oh, God, that while they was in the tent, they mighty, hallelujah, cried through the tent. But through their tears, Lord, they began to praise and worship you. I thank you, God, in Jesus' name, for taking them from the bottom to the top. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, they may feel bad in their bodies, but because, Lord, they did not give up on you, I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, because they praise you, hallelujah, even when their body was hurting. I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that they praise you, hallelujah, when it seemed like their children was wayward. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that Holy Spirit, that you gave them the strength, hallelujah, to stand firm, Lord. Oh, Father, you said in your word, glory to God, to stand firm. And even after you have stood firm, keep on standing. Oh, Lord, we know, hallelujah, that it's not by might, it's not by power, nor by, hallelujah, glory to God, but it's by your spirit, glory to God, hallelujah, that we were able to stand firm, hallelujah, when we wanted to give up. Holy Spirit wouldn't let us give up. I thank you, Father God, for your spirit, your precious Holy Spirit that held us together like glue. My God, when the world was looking at you, hallelujah, and thought you was going to fall apart. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, glory to God, that kept you together. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just want to thank you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you for being with us, Lord. Oh, Lord, going before us each and every day. My God, I thank you, Father, that you're wiping the tears, hallelujah, of the listeners today, hallelujah. Oh, Father, who felt like you had forgotten about them, who felt like they were all alone. Oh, my God, I thank you that Holy Spirit, you gave them strength. The muscle up of praise. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, Holy Spirit, I thank you for giving them the strength to sacrifice a praise. Glory to glory to glory. I thank you, Holy Spirit. My God, that the listeners, hallelujah, in spite of, Lord, oh, my God, kept their eyes on Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you put it in them to know that this world is temporal. And everything in it, glory to God, is subject to change. Oh, my God. Lord, we just want to thank you. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. And if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord, we could not praise you enough. You're so good to us, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, when the doctors, hallelujah, came with a bad report, my God, hallelujah, that person opened up their Bibles, my God, and looked and found a word for that situation. My God, that said, you shall live and not die. I said, you shall live and not die to declare the words of the Lord. Oh, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. Oh, Lord, that one that's always hearing a negative report. Oh, hallelujah. It's always lifting up your name. Hallelujah, that you may draw all men, that they may draw all men, hallelujah, unto yourself. Lord, We just want to thank him. We thank you, we thank you, we thank him for that word. Hallelujah. My God, I come against suicide. You thought the Lord had forgot about you. I rebuke the demon of suicide. I rebuke the demon of suicidal thoughts. Because you thought God forgot about you. My God, hallelujah. The devil came and attacked you and left you for dead. But Jesus, he asked, my God, glory to God, Ezekiel, can these dead bones live? He said, speak, hallelujah, to the bones. I'm speaking right now. I'm talking to that demon called suicide. I'm buying you up in the name of Jesus. Oh, I come against suicidal thoughts. You shall live and not die, to declare the words of the Lord. Because God says he's taking you from the bottom to the top. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I just want to thank you, Father, for taking glory to God, your people by the hand, and walking them through, and taking them up higher, and taking them up higher. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to go higher. Elevate your mind, and let's go higher, because God says it's elevation time. You have passed the test. Oh, yes, you have. My God, and don't look back. Oh, because God has greater things ahead of you than the things behind you. Hallelujah. You can't put new wine in old wineskin. Oh, hallelujah. It's time to burst out. Glory to God, the old wineskin. Oh, Messiah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to thank you. Bless that person with new jobs for promotions. I speak to promotions because promotions come from you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord, for promoting your people. It's promotion time. He's taking you from the bottom to the top. I said God is taking you from the bottom to the top. Oh, my God. And God says, hallelujah, when he takes you from the bottom to the top, do not forget the Lord thy God, the one, hallelujah, that took you from the bottom to the top. Lord, we just want to thank you, hallelujah. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Oh, wipe your face, dry your tears. My God, it's promotion time. Hallelujah. In every area of your life, hallelujah. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Therefore, it's promotion time. Oh, yes, it is. Comb your hair. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, come against depression in the name of Jesus. Be depressed no more. Here he goes, in the precious name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for glory to God, healing, glory to God, and delivering those that's been oppressed and depressed by the enemy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Father, that you're releasing your angels to have charge over those ones that the devil thought had down with depression and oppression. Rise up. I said, rise up. Take up your bed and walk. Wash your face, comb your hair. Bathe your body, put your clothes on. It's a brand new day. Because God said, hallelujah, he's taking you from the bottom to the top. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God know how, glory to God, to dress you up like it did Joseph, in such a way, hallelujah, that Joseph looked so good his brothers didn't even recognize him. That's how God is going to do the listeners. Hallelujah. He's going to dress you so well inside and out for your relatives, your enemies will not recognize you. Hallelujah. Why they put you out? Why they thought that you was over and done with? Hallelujah. You was just in a cocoon being protected by God. But God says, hallelujah, be encouraged. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This prayer is for you. I say, yes, you and you. If you can receive this word, you been saying, Lord, how long? I don't know why I'm going through what I'm going through. I've been serving you for a long time. I've been faithful to you for a long time, and I have not turned away yet. But remember Job. Oh, Job served God for a long time and lost everything that he had. But he never cursed God, because God said you never curse him. He's going to take it from the bottom to the top. And everything that you lost, oh, my God, you're going to get back double than what you had before. Ah, glory to God. So God is saying to you today, be encouraged. Today is your day. Wipe your tears. God is taking you from the bottom to the top. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. I wish I had some church folk up in here tonight that said he'll make a way. For you and for me, say, I know the Lord, he will see us safely through, and I know the Lord will make a way. Oh, yes, he will. Stay on that one right there. Stay right there on that one. Sometimes you, when you're going through some stuff, you just need to get that good old knee slapping music. And just put your heel on the ground. Let the devil know, I know you tried to kill me, devil. But I'm still here. Yes, I am. What? Can I get a choir out here? I know y'all trying to act like y'all ain't no church folk up in here, but I know everybody done heard this song before. I need a choir out here. Let's do it right here. Everybody knows that the Lord will make a way right here. Ooh, and I know the Lord. tonight, baby, you in good hands. And I'm not talking about all state. I'm talking about you in good hands. The Lord will make a way. All you got to do is just look back over your life and see what he's already done. The fact that you walked in the building tonight, you ought to just know that he'll make a way in this situation. If he brought me this far, you know you shouldn't even be in here tonight. But the fact that you walked in the building, you ought to celebrate the fact that God has had his hand on you. When the enemy would have... He stumbled and fell. Don't tease him. If you're going to give him a praise, go ahead and give him a praise, but don't tease him. If you're going to give him a praise, go ahead and give it to him. Don't flirt with him and not give him what he deserves. Has he been good to anybody in here? If he's been good to anybody in here, open up your mouth and let the devil know I'm still alive.
that a thing?
No, I ain't staying.
I'm not staying here. Come on, be slaves. Take us home.
Might leave you teary-eyed. This one gon' keep you flying high. This one gon' get you through the night. This song is called Joy, Sweet Joy. I had to conquer my fears. I had to wrestle with faith. I made some plans for the future. Them plans kept showing up late. That led to joy, sweet joy. Became a stranger to friends, but real pally with my doubts. I had to lose the bigger picture just to figure me out, to find some joy, sweet joy.
La 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 la. Joy.
That's a funny thing.
La 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 la.
Joy. The CEO of excuses. The prince of masking my pain. I used to high five my woes. I used to know them by names. A life found joy. Oh, sweet joy. Ah, maybe I was tripping, could have been the pressure. Maybe I'll stop seeking all these earthly pleasures. Maybe I'll find joy, sweet joy. Somebody, anybody, say yeah. I just found my joy. Oh yeah,
say this one thing. I'm walking by faith, and not by sight. You're standing on your promise. Just begin to stand on his word. Say,
I know the Lord will provide all of my needs.
Cause he's Jehovah Jireh. Say,
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
He's a way maker, miracle worker.
I know the Lord.
He is working it out.
war will be over, and soon we will meet our Savior face to face, where every bird
You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, tears of pain, it is not your part. It is not your part. Sickness, it is not your portion. Poverty, it is not your portion.
I have to embrace the fall.
You never knew you'd be broke.
Journey
of the day.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason. We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
Teach it, brother.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
In secret.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is masonry?
Amen.
I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is masonry?
Right.
Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
Right.
To make a stone fit. In the process of building a building.
Go ahead.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone.
That's right.
Not a mason.
No.
But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Wonderful.
Jesus says unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me, you that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite,
amen,
the Freemasons and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, mm-hmm. The reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil, you may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
That's amen.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We talk about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
That's right.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right.
Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts how I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow. I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason,
right.
Well, if you are the light, then you should be telling everybody.
That's right.
How to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Because if you walk in the light, you know the scripture says as he is in the light, we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell. I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher.
Amen.
Who's a Mason.
That's right.
You got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
When I should have did right, but here I am, down on my knees, begging you, Lord, to restore me, restore,
restore.
I need you to have mercy on me. Give me back my joy, this joy that I need.
You're tuned in. Stellar Wardens, internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The anointed one.
On your...
In fact, they've even made me cry.
yeah. But through it all, yo, yeah, I made up my mind tonight. Keep on looking to the hills, y'all.
My breaking point, losing my patience and contemplating on giving up. But I gotta keep looking up, cause the God that I serve is faithful indeed. He said in this word that he'll supply all of my needs. And I believe, so I will achieve, cause I know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So the situation I'm facing, no need to worry, cause it ain't gonna last long. I just gotta keep believing and pressing on, pressing on. Hey,
I gotta keep
pressing on.
That I got a key, Lord have mercy. Can I encourage my soul as I
breathe?
Sometimes all I can do is to make it all through. Oh Lord, my mama never said never gonna be days like this, y'all. But if you read in your Bible, my friend Job will tell you, oh, a man. I'm working hard, trying to make it in. Do you believe? Folks have talked behind my back, scandalized my name. But I got to go on. We in the hood, y'all.
Ah.